Bienvenidas al podcast Dos Bold Latinas. Aquí están sus hosts, Jatna Abreu
y Josibel Madera Vialetz, dos latinas feministas born in Santo Domingo y en New York.
Passionate about Latina empowerment, Spanglish,
learning, growth, and so much more.
Hola, mujeres.
Hola.
En el episodio de hoy, so Rosiana, this is just a conversation, by the way. Today is not about a hidden agenda that we have like topics and like we're gonna. I mean, yes, we may have a call to action at the end for ourselves as well, because we actually learned that we don't necessarily have an answer to
the topic
and what we've been talking about. Pero we think that at the end, we'll probably have some call to actions for you guys, but also yes. For us.
Mm-hmm. I already have it. I'm thinking.
So, en la conversación de hoy, Rosy y yo estábamos hablando, like, even, like, behind the scenes, about, like, the expectations that we put on ourselves as women. And I don't know if it's, like, as women in general, but I feel like because we're women.
Or as you said before, we're conditioned.
Right.
With expectations. So we grow up, and then after we become a woman, independent, with our own family, you're like, wait a minute, I don't have anyone conditioning me. But why do I not feel like I'm doing enough? Right. Why do I feel that I need to be doing more? Why can't I just be content with what I'm doing? I'm already being called an overachiever. I'm already being called ambitious, but I don't see myself as overachieving or excelling in my life right now.
Right. So all of that basically puts us in a situation where we feel like, at least like Rosy and I in our lives right now, obviously like different situations, right? Like she feels it's a different, it's portrayed for her in her life in a different way than it is portrayed for me in my life at the moment. But we were talking about how, like, personally, I feel like I am not doing enough. As in, like, I am always such an, I've been called by many people, right? And a lot of people know that I'm an overachiever and I always have to be doing, like, go, go, go. And I have to be doing multiple things at the same time. So I was telling Rosy, like, in my prime, when I so-called my prime, when I was, like, in my late 20s, I want to say, because like I've been feeling this way more like towards when I turned 30, for the past couple of years, essentially, where I feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm not doing enough. Like I feel like I need to be doing more than what I'm doing right now. Because when I was in my late 20s, I, like, as an example, I had a full-time job. I was already a mom. I was like leading internal things like within the organization I worked for and developing programs and leading like conferences. And then I also was like a board member for an organization outside of work. And I was also mentoring people. And it's just like all of that.
And the award that you got.
And then I got an award, right? Because of the things that I was actually able to accomplish at the time. And then I just feel like everything's so low pace now that I'm in my 30s. Yes, because now I feel like I have to focus on ever since. And this is nothing like not my children or anything or my job. But it's like I feel like I'm only focusing on like work and home. So and tending to my kids. And granted, like I do have a second child now, which changes things a little more. Yeah. And they're both young, but I still feel like I need to be doing more. Like, I'm expecting of myself that I need to be doing more and going and going and going to be able to call myself an overachiever.
And I remember asking Jana, like, hey, so what does success really mean to you? And it was funny that you said someone else had mentioned that to you. So I would say is right now you're relating to Jana is take a step back and say, okay, what have I done? Like Jana just listed out a couple of things. And then, Jana, how did you feel when you were talking to your mentor and then even talking to me right now a couple of minutes ago after saying, wait a minute, I have done all of that. Yeah. Like, did it bring you back to like, okay, let me be grateful and let me just embrace that. But then what's one little thing I could start focusing on now to bring that momentum back?
So I think that we had the conversation about like reframing what
success means.
Yeah, what that looks like for us. And I think personally, because I've, like you said earlier, like I've been conditioned, like obviously nothing against my parents, because we all know, like as Latinos, like our parents have this
expectation,
but not because they're like, not because they're trying to be pushy or anything. It's more like on a positive way.
They want the best for you.
Exactly. They want you to be successful. They want the best for you. They don't want you to go through all the things that they have to go through, especially mm-hmm. like in the countries that, you know, like they're mm-hmm. from, like, so for in the Dominican Republic, like it's not the same, right? So they don't want you to have to experience the things that they had to experience. Yeah. So therefore they set these expectations for you so that you can be successful and you don't have to experience those things. So
they don't say, no one ever told me I have this greatness and this potential in me. So they see that potential in us and they're like,
and they want better for you. They want more for you.
So much more. Yeah, exactly. You're made for so much more. I see this in you. And
but because we're conditioned that way, we're like, again, up in a positive way, they want so much more for us. Those expectations like are instilled in us, at least it was instilled in me. And they expected that, like, okay, when you come to the United States, like, you know, the expectation is that you graduate from college and you get a degree. And actually my expectation for my parents was also like, not only do you have to graduate and get a bachelor's degree, but you also have to get a master's degree as well. That was the expectation. And then after that, then you can think about having a family and then having kids, like until you are actually able to meet those goals and accomplish the goals, like you're not necessarily, you know, able to move on to that next stage. And so you have to do things by steps, essentially, mm-hmm. on like in their eyes, right? And because of that, like that's what I did, right? Like I followed my parents' advice and I was, you know, I graduated from college and then I went and I got my master's degree. I did get married like earlier, but the expectation was that we needed to wait to have kids because mm-hmm. I had to be a professional to be able to, you know, move on to the next stage of my life. But now that I've been able to accomplish that for my parents, I say for my parents, for myself, but also...
But now you're like, now what?
Yeah, but also for my parents, right? Because they wanted that for me and that's been done. But now I'm like, okay, but now what? Like, I don't know how to frame success for myself because I feel like there's still that expectation that I'm supposed to be doing more than what I'm doing at the moment in my life.
And then that's when I asked you, so if you would have not been conditioned by your parents, what would have you been doing? What would that success look like for you?
We talked about this, but it was like I said earlier, like I was in the Dominican Republic. So the way I saw success was when I lived in the DR and I was very young too. Mm-hmm. So who's to say that if I stayed in the DR, I was actually able, I was going to be whoever I thought I was going to be, which was like a marketer, like within a big company, like a brand manager type of thing within a big company and traveling and things like that. But because I was so young, like I didn't know if I was going to end up.
But that's where we go to say, why not? Why can't you be that now? Like we hear so much of going into our inner niñez, like, oh, voy a volver a mi niñez, a mi niña interior. And it's like Jana asked me, it was in Jana's bio. What does it say again? Because I always
living the life that I worked for. Like that I wanna live
for
the life
that I designed for.
Design the life that I worked for.
Okay. And I'm just like, if I were right now, even though in eyes of my parents, because I have achieved the goals that they instilled in me, that said you gotta do XYZ and be XYZ, but I still feel that I said it's like we're just in the survival mode. We're doing of okay, this is what we're supposed to survive, but are we really doing what really fills our cup? Are we really doing like, dang, this is what I'm. This is I wake up and I'm like so excited for this. So one of the I had also a long list, but then when it goes back onto why can't we? Like why can't we really do that? So right now when you think of of a branding company, is there one that comes to mind that you're like, I would love to be the brand ambassador for that company?
I don't know. There's so many different companies, but there's also the making sure that they're doing like the things that you believe in, which is, you know, like children, focusing on children, and that you're empowering them, and that they get they get to experience the thing that you are, that you have experienced as a kid, because you and I talked about the, like, you know, being a mentor, like, cause I told you, like, that fills my cup, because I want to make sure that someone says, like, you know, my mentor did that for me. Like, I was able to get here because I got, you know, the advice and the encouragement and like all these things from my mentor. And so I received that from people. So I want to, in turn, I want to give back and do that for other kids. So there's so many things that would come into, you know, would have to fall into, like, for me to be like, oh, I want to do this.
But
for
you guys listening to Jatna, like, the questions I'm asking her, I hope that you can relate these questions to yourself, because it's like a moment of reflection. Like, I'm sure Jana had not thought about what she wanted to be when she was growing up in DR, right?
No.
¿Hace cuántos años tú no pensabas en algo así?
Ooh.
And now.
Until today.
But if you go back, ladies, and ask yourself, like, growing up, or if I, or this is a dream that I have, like, what would that be? And start thinking about it, like, okay, I close my eyes and I envision myself doing that. And then it's like, okay, what small steps can I start taking to do that? Because I already, like, one other thing that we said, like, oh, maybe we're conditioned and we're expecting this because we're the eldest daughter and we're Latinas.
But that's true, though. I feel like a lot of things have to do with the fact that, yes, we are the eldest daughter, so there's a lot more expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already have an episode about that, so you guys know. If you are an eldest daughter, like, you
the
know.
Pressure, yes.
You know the pressure, and so there's a lot of expectations. And then the other thing is that, like, a woman of color, right? Like, we're Latinas. We're like, personally, I know you were born in New York, but your parents are immigrants, and I was born in the DR. And coming to this country and having that as also, like, as another layer, like, it makes you have to want to accomplish more and become an overachiever, because you feel like you have to show people that you can do things, right? Like, that you earned that role, that you earned the
invitation.
Yeah, that you earned certain things that you wouldn't have been able to earn if you were not, you know, a person of color. So, and then we're women, right? At the same time. And then we're also moms, right? So, like, there's so many layers to who we are and how that affects our goals and how success looks like for us, that, it's not like you said, like, it's not like like we can't think about those things, like, oh yeah, think about that, those things, and take some time and then, like, start doing those things, like, one by one, little by little, like, take the time or whatever. Like, it's not that. Like, I think we can do that. I just feel like, because of the things that are happening on the back end, right, that I've mentioned before, those layers, like, we just feel like we have to show up more prepared than other people. And then we're expected to deliver more. And so that's been instilled in me. So now that I'm here and I'm just like, okay, I'm just being a mom and I work for this company. And then I, you know, going with my life and not doing that in any of the extracurricular activities that I'm used to doing makes me look like I'm not doing anything with my life, which I understand. In reality, that's not the case, because maybe at this stage in my life, it just needs to look different, right? And I'm just not okay with how different it looks like for me.
Yes. So it's understandable, because for me, a lot of people tell me, like, oh, you do so much, and I still feel like I'm not doing anything. I'm like, really? Like, if I was successful, I would be doing XYZ. I would be this XYZ person.
Your expectation of yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Not the expectation that other people have of you. This is like a personal, which we talked about that, right? This is a personal problem, right? Like, that's how you feel. And then that's how I feel, that I'm not okay at the stage that I am at right now, because I feel like I need to be doing more. And I should probably be somewhere else in life than, I don't know.
And I still go back to your Instagram bio. You got to say it. Designing
the life that I worked for.
Exactly. And it's like, if you are feeling in this moment right now, like, you're just living the a little rat race doing the same thing over and over. You wake up, you do the same thing over and over. Because I know sometimes, Jana, you're like, same old, just, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, to me, I do have other little things here and there, but I still feel like it's the same old, same old. But I was telling John, like, this week I had two conversations and it was like a light bulb moment. I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm not able to do what I can do with what I have right now, I mean, if my circumstances right now are not allowing me to live the life that I sometimes daydream of, what am I doing about it? I was like, I've never done anything for it. And I was like, I started taking small steps and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why didn't I think about this before? So it's like right now for both of us, it could be, what are we not doing? And I know Ava brought it back into the podcast. It's like, what are we not doing to keep that spark alive? And it's like, we already did it once and we know we're capable. So it's like, it also brings back to love. It's the same thing. It's like when we landed the jobs that we have, we never saw us being capable of being where we are now. But we had to take some steps. But now we're like, okay, it's time for the next thing. Like we celebrated that win, we embraced it, but now we're like, we're made for more.
Yes, like so. how do you add on to what you are already doing now? Even if you feel like life is telling you it's not the right time to do so. Based on what you're focused on and what you want in the future, like for yourself, for your family, for your kids, like, because that's the other thing. Like, we also have to think about, like, is it like, this is a personal problem, because I'm already doing, for example, not to diminish what we're doing with the podcast, because we get a lot of praise from people and say like, oh my gosh, you know, the episode helped me with this and that. And like, the podcast is a very important aspect of our lives. And we love doing it, and we're not going to stop continuing to do episodes and like continue to.
My brother last night just told me, I admire you guys. You guys are going to go on for 5 years for this. How have you guys been able to keep up doing it?
And I'm we like, keep doing we like it because we enjoy it. Like, it feels like our cup, and whether or not we're making money off of this, like, we will always continue to do this up until we can no longer do it or whatever. There's the next thing. But that is one thing that, like, it's in addition to all the things that we do. Like, it's not to diminish it, but it's just like we need to add on, like, because people tell, even like my mentor was like, boy, what about the podcast? Like, you empower women, you bring, like, mm-hmm. that's helping other people. So that's already on its own a whole nother, you know, extracurricular activity. Like, what
and
else
then we
do you
feel like
want?
We're not doing anything. So it's like, we just wanted to express like how we feel.
Yes.
To empower you and to make you feel that you're not alone. Like, you just heard us go back and forth. And even at some point, you're like, wait a minute, you're like contradicting yourself.
But that's true.
I'm sure that's the same thing that you are going through, because it's like, oh no, but yes, I want you to feel like you can and that you can do this. But then you're like, oh no, but I can't because I have this. And then you sit down and you're like, you start to write down everything you're doing right now. And you saw your gratitude list and you're like, wait a minute, I am doing a lot.
Yeah. But like, I have already done so much. You know, we are at the point in our lives, right? Like, we're 34. But if we look back at what we've accomplished, like, and I sit down and I do and I create a list, it's a lot of things. But yep. Yet we're sitting here saying we're
like
not doing
anything. My aunt told me yesterday, she's like, I always feel so grateful for you because you're not just now, but always you've been so busy. And no matter what, en qué etapa de tu vida tú siempre me sacas un momento. Like, I ask you for something and you may not do it right away, but you eventually get to it. And she's like, and there's people that have a lot less on their plate that may not even go out of their way to do that. So it's like, not to give myself praise, but start listening to what other people tell you. So again, I'm one of those that I contradict myself. But if you don't have anything else to say, I have our little homework as a wrap up on what's going to be our
because we need, again, like, if you feel, I guess, like, to add on to Rosie's comment here, you see, this is just a conversation between the two of us, like, talking about how we feel and our experiences in this moment in life, right?
It's how we were going back and forth, like, oh, but this, oh, but you know what?
Not to say that we haven't accomplished a lot in our lives. Like, we are super thankful that we have been able to do that. And that at this point in our lives, like, yes, we are doing enough, but personally, we feel like we're not. Not to say that we don't want to add on, you know, more stuff to our plate. But what I want to say is that if you feel that way, like, I mean, you can see this is a perfect example of us feeling in a way that like, oh my gosh, am I doing enough? Like questioning ourselves and what we're doing in life, essentially. Mm-hmm. But we're doing fine. Like we're great. We're doing fine. If you ask other people, when we talk to other people, we are rocking it. It's just personally, that's just how we feel. So if you feel that way, know that, hey, I hope you can relate because here are two perfect examples of what is going on with our lives at the moment. And we're just like trying to figure out like how to move on from that and how to continue to create, you know, like the life that we want, but doing the things that like completes us and make and fills our cup and makes us, I don't know, like we're giving back to the community or that it's as fulfilling our desires and goals in life, essentially. So
yes. You kind of just gave the homework right there because it's very in line with what I was thinking. And she was like, okay, Mujeres.
We're not crazy. We're fine.
No, but this is real talk. Like, I'm sure we're not alone. Hopefully you guys. But
I know we provide a lot of insights normally when we bring, you know, women and our experiences. But this is us. Like, this is literally us and how we feel right now. So like, right again. Now,
if you're watching on YouTube, write down how you're feeling or send us a DM on Instagram.
This was like a venting session with you guys and how we feel.
No, not venting. It's just we wanted them to feel that they're not alone.
Exactly.
This is the whole point of what our podcast is about.
Yeah, exactly.
But with that said, the homework I was thinking is write down like the whole a gratitude list. Like, I'm thankful for me for being this XYZ. I am thankful for me accomplishing this XYZ. But I still... like, I am still proud of myself for wanting to be more. So still be proud of yourself. Don't feel that much frustrated because many people would just stop here and settle because, oh, no, I've already done a lot. So what that is, after you write that gratitude list, start listing out the commonalities that you have on that. And then that's going to lead you to what could be that next step you're going to take in life to start not to say like, hey, I have something new going on in my life. So that was my homework.
So with that, hasta la próxima.
Ciao.